This is Storyville, true stories about New Orleans by students in the Creative Writing Workshop at the University of New Orleans. In today's story, we find out why leaving can often be the true road home. Here's Nola's Petals, written and read by Maurice Ruffin.
To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Just get in your car and drive, George. That's what I think whenever I watch It's a Wonderful Life. My favorite film about a man who is either visited by an angel or has a psychotic break. I love quaint Bedford Falls, and the Bailey family is straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting. Remember his adorable daughter, Zuzu? She gives him those flower petals, right?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
But what tugs at me hardest is George Bailey's dream of escape. His brother leaves to become a war hero. A friend makes millions selling plastics in the biggest of big towns, New York City. But George stays in his drafty old house with Zuzu's petals, those symbols of what matters most to him. George and I have a lot in common. In the 90s, I told my high school sweetheart and eventual wife that I wanted to leave New Orleans at the first chance. The city was shrinking, and I wanted to live somewhere, anywhere, lively, metropolitan, hopefully someplace where they knew how to make pizza. Then Katrina gave me my getaway car. It was early 2006. Through a series of extraordinarily unlikely events, my wife and I found ourselves streaking down the Santa Monica Freeway at 5 a.m., we were riding in a $100,000 Benz convertible as 3-6 Mafia's Stay Fly thumped from the premium sound system. The living was easy in Southern California. Meanwhile, back in Louisiana, our 100-year-old home was flooded. Our cars, rusting. Our family photos, reduced to porridge. Do we go back, or do we start new? Fate had punted us into an alternate reality. My wife got a legit offer from Hollywood, and I was a poker legend. Sort of. Winning at poker was easy. A dealer later told me I bore a passing resemblance to poker great Phil Ivey. My opponent's hands shook every time I placed a bet because they thought I was him, even though Ivey had just won a $1 million championship. And we were only playing for $2 a pop. But one day, my wife and I turned to each other. We have to go back. We didn't need to say why. We knew. We missed the gumbo. We missed the blare of brass on a Sunday morning. We missed conversations like this one. Hey, baby, how your mom and them? Good, how about yours? They making. We missed home. So we flew south, even with no coop to return to. We reclaimed 700 square feet of livable space in our otherwise gutted shotgun house. Amid tarp and fresh 2x4s, we ate etouffee cooked on a 2-burner hot plate in the bathroom. Our bed was about as wide as a child's sleeping bag. But we loved every second of it. Why? Because running away is something you do when you don't realize what you have in your drafty old house. And peace comes when you finally understand what matters most.
Sweet home New Orleans.
Maurice Carlos Ruffin is a New Orleans native. He's a writer and attorney and a founding member of the Podunk Writers Alliance. Storyville's opening theme is composed and played by Irvin Mayfield. This is a production of WWNO in New Orleans. I'm Richard Goodman.
And I know you might it grow. You want a second life. I'm from Garden District. I down to that Lord Nye. Legion fears till they punch a train. You know
called Sweet Home New Orleans. I love to hear you calling. If you're a generation.